traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
In the squadron, they called him Bullets, but we call him Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly is on the air on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Now everybody's a bridge expert. The White House briefing and talking about the details. Look, I just want to take a step back. I'm just going to wait for the NTSB to say officially what the hell happened. And maybe I'll believe it, maybe I won't. I want to look at everything. I want to look at everything. Is that so bad? Is that so wrong? Has anybody seen that show produced by Barack Obama, The World Left Behind, or We Left the World, or something like that? It's about like a doomsday scenario. It's on Netflix, part of their production deal. And it's about a great big cyber warfare scenario, and there's a food shortage, and I have not seen it, but a friend of mine who has seen it says it actually starts, the show starts with a ship losing power and running aground. I don't know. I'm not ruling anything in or anything out. The other matter is this. Judge Mershon, who's out to get Trump, total Trump hater, right? Total and complete Trump hater, has been busted. Oh, boy. So Judge Mershon is going to preside. The schedule, at least, says that he's going to be the judge on the whole Michael Cohen money payment non-disclosure Stormy Daniels case that's slated to start April 15th. April 15th. Now, that's a ridiculous case. I mean, there makes no sense whatsoever. This matter is never... This has never been considered a crime anywhere, what the president is alleged to have done or what he did. He paid his own lawyer money. You're allowed to do that in America. His own lawyer, Michael Cohen, you know what he did? You know what they say he did? He disguised the money as income when he reported it to the IRS. How about that one? I've never heard of anybody getting in trouble for reporting income to the IRS. Have you? Right? I just, that doesn't make sense right there. Anyway, let me go through this amazing stuff. Have you ever heard of Laura Loomer? Now, she is a total dynamo, very controversial. I don't fully understand why, because every time I look at what she's saying on Twitter and elsewhere, it seems like she's speaking the truth. I've yet to see what people say about her. They call her all kinds of names, and she's this, she's that. I don't see it at all. I think she's an amazing truth teller, Laura Loomer, and said to be in contact with the president, and she did some interesting work, and determined that it looks like the daughter of Judge Mershon. It's one thing to hate Trump in your heart and in your head, and to be biased against him, but it's another thing to kind of put that bias in your own Twitter account and say that you hate Trump and your father's the judge. And on your profile page, it's a picture of Trump behind bars. It's a regular picture of Trump. And then she superimposed, photoshopped prison bars over him. I think one could wonder reasonably, does this run in the family? So it looks like President Trump saw Laura Loomer's work, and I'll read her tweet in a second, but let's go to what Donald Trump said. Judge Juan Mershon, who is suffering from an acute case of Trump derangement syndrome, whose daughter represents crooked Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Adam Shifty Schiff, and other radical liberals, has just posted a picture of me behind bars, her obvious skull, and makes it completely impossible for me to get a fair trial, has now issued another illegal, un-American, unconstitutional order as he continues to try and take away my rights. This judge, by issuing a vicious gag order, is wrongfully attempting to deprive me of my First Amendment right to speak out against the weaponization of law enforcement, including the fact that crooked Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, and their hacks and thugs are tracking and following me all across the country, obsessively trying to persecute me while everyone knows I have done nothing wrong. This is his next Truth Social. Page two, it says. So let, excuse me. Let me get this straight. The judge's daughter is allowed to post pictures of her dream of putting me in jail. The Manhattan DA. I am so sorry here, folks. That works. Let me get this straight. The judge's daughter is allowed to post pictures of her dream of putting me in jail. The Manhattan DA is able to say whatever lies about me he wants. The judge can violate our laws and constitution at every turn, but I am not allowed to talk about the attacks against me and the lunatics trying to destroy my life and prevent me from winning the 2024 presidential election, which I am dominating. Maybe the judge is such a hater because his daughter makes money by working to get Trump. And when he rules against me over and over, he is making her company and her richer and richer. How can this be allowed? I'm not sure of the nature of the company. I did hear that before, that she works for Democrats and has done work. Her firm, at least, where she works, has done work for Kamala Harris. How can this be achieved? All right. Is there another one here? Page three. The judge has to recuse himself immediately and right the wrong committed by not doing so last year. If the biased and conflicted judge is allowed to stay on this sham case, it will be another sad example of our country becoming a banana republic, not the America we used to know and love. These are election interfering witch hunts, which will crush each one of these hoaxes and make America great again. We will crush each one of these hoaxes and make America great again. Well, good for him. How can an appellate court judge say, well, actually, he gets to stay on the case? They can't. They can't. And from what I keep hearing and, quite frankly, seeing, the appeals courts, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. They're very good, actually. Let's go through here. Lauren Merchant, Mershon. Now, people will go crazy. How can you talk about the judge's family? How can, well, she's an adult, number one, okay? No one's threatening anybody. We're allowed to talk about other citizens. We are. And we're not going through her underwear drawer. We're looking at stuff that's online, all right? Public record. Lauren Merchant, Authentic Campaigns, president and partner. Throughout her career, Lauren has fought hard to get results, not just for her clients, but for the industry as a whole and the people who work in it. Her work is setting new benchmarks and winning elections, in addition to groundbreaking historical work for clients like John Tester, a Democrat, by the way, in Montana, Kamala Harris, Adam Schiff, and others. Authentic Campaigns is setting new industry standards through its commitment to diversity, transparent compensation, employee benefits, and more. Lauren is working to transform the industry by developing new best practices for the work we do for our clients as well as the work we do for our people. Hey, and that's totally fine. She's allowed to do it. It's a free country. It's also a free country that we can point out that this is the daughter of the judge, Judge Mershon, and appearances would suggest that he has a severe conflict of interest. This, again, came originally from Laura Loomer, and you should follow her on X. I'll get the address for you in a moment. And here are some of her tweets. Overwhelmingly excited to announce. Okay, there's a tweet that's kind of showing her joining this company, and that's all fine. It's all fine. The problem here is, well, her father's a judge, and I'm looking at her, what is reported to be, and I do believe it is, her Twitter page, and it's got a picture of Trump, a regular portrait of Trump, and she superimposed whoever controls his Twitter account, prison bars in front of his face, right? So that would suggest that the judge is biased. Well, it's not his daughter. He's different from his daughter. Yeah, I know, but it's too close, right? This is the appearance of impropriety, the appearance of bias, and that's why he's got to be removed from the case. And I think the whole case will fall apart. Nice job, Laura Loomer. And let's see, what is her Twitter here? Now, again, she's not without controversy, but I think she gets a bum rap. Maybe she's gone too far in one or two things, but everything I've seen, I've been pretty impressed with. At Laura Loomer, LauraLoomer, at Laura Loomer. How about that one? Oh, he's always right. And again, yeah, the judge put out that gag order. Oh, it's threatening to this person. It's threatening to that person. Those threats are already against the law. All right. So call the police if something like that happens, but don't try to illegalize speech. And yeah, maybe it's a little rough. Maybe it's a little name call-y, but we're allowed to be that way in a free society. It's not just all good. It's not just all, ooh, it's not just all calming. We mix it up, especially when it comes to politics. Fair enough. All right. Does anybody care about the Chuck Todd thing? I can't tell if this is Chuck Todd actually mouthing off at his bosses or his boss is actually telling him to mouth off at us for appearances. Chuck Todd, total Democrat, sleepy-eyed Chuck, they call him. Trump came up with that. And he's so incensed that Ronna McDaniel worked there for 10 minutes, cut 14.
Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. Mm. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? But once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting.
Oh, shut up. Gaslighting. They love that word, gaslighting. Most of them can't even define it. Chuck Todd was the landlord to Amy Klobuchar. And I should think I should be pounding that drum, because he never disclosed it. Never disclosed it when he owns real estate. He rented a house to Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota. He moderated debates where she was a contestant, a candidate. Was he holding back because he was a landlord? Was he worried that she might break the lease if he wasn't nice? Those are all legitimate questions. It's so hideously unfair, but reminder, I mean, this is the same week as the bloodbath. Was the bloodbath last week or this week? That was last week, right? We should never, ever, ever pay them attention. The only thing is, I do know that there are people out there, a lot of people, who believe this crap, right? NBC News, it's like a public utility. You turn it on. John Chancellor, there's a muscle memory. It goes back decades. How can the New York Times ever mislead us? How could NBC News see? These are the most trusted people, right? I had a friend of mine. He scoffed at me. Scoffed. He laughed out loud when I said that CNN was biased and wrong. And I, you know, like, just, oh, give me a break. Spare me the company line. You know, like, they just haven't seen the light. And sooner or later, I want Trump to start talking to them. I know he can. There are people who could come to Trump's side. All they've heard are lies about him for so long. I'm not giving him advice, but if he chooses at the right moment, the right time, the right place to start talking, my message tonight is not to you people in my glorious, massive base. It is to you people on the left who possibly don't like me too much. I don't know. But I think you should know that you have nothing to fear. In fact, I will do everything to protect you and your family, and you can be whatever you want to be. We want a border. We don't want to be in wars that are pointless and we lose. We like less taxes, right? Who doesn't like, right? We don't think you look, once you're 18, go for it. Go for it. You can do whatever you want, but we want the kids out of the, we don't want kids sexualized, right? Don't we all believe? These are common universal precepts, and people who don't buy them have been corrupted, and I think they're rescuable. Does that make sense? I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly, Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice.
Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Yep, they're all going bananas. How dare Donald Trump talk about the Bible? He's this, he's that. They don't understand him. I don't think they understand God. I don't think they understand Jesus. I don't think. I'm so glad he did what he did. I'm so glad. In fact, now we're going to listen to it again. Donald Trump driving everybody crazy, but I think more than that, making believers, well, and maybe making some non-believers think twice in a good way. Maybe he's onto something after all. Can we play that, please?
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard, to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible. And it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
I've already heard people lie about that. They said this is the only Bible blessed by me. The Lee Greenwood, you got to get this one and not another one. They just said that on the news. They're liars, and that was the truth.
Greg Kelly, on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
It's kind of amazing, everybody I see. I'm looking at some adults walk the street right now, just outside the window there. They're all 20s, 30s, 40s, 60s, 50s, whatever. That everybody at one time was either two-year-old or four-year-old. A two-year-old or a four-year-old. Like my little baby Annalise. She's four. And I came home the other night, and she was still up but in bed. My wife was trying to get her to go to sleep. And we had a little conversation. She was both tired and excited at the same time. And she was saying some very intriguing stuff. So I put a wire on her, and here's the conversation.
Eat your wok.
Who says that? What does it say?
When you don't do your work at your office or your home, dogs eat your office work and your homework.
Where did you learn that?
From a Patton movie.
A Patton movie?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know what the hell the Patton movie is. My wife comes in a moment. But the essence is she learned the whole thing about the dog ate my homework. We've set her up with some educational videos, and apparently somebody, she knows the phrase, the dog ate my homework, and she's trying to say, if you don't do your work at the office. Right. Isn't it beautiful and kind of amazing and a bit confusing, too? I think my wife is about to enter the scene. Keep going.
A Patton movie?
Yeah.
What's that?
A Patton, mommy calls Patton's Patton.
Oh. Well, listen, how are you?
I'm good, but sometimes I was a little bit loud because for mommy, and then I was very quiet.
The Patton is clap, clap, hit. Clap, clap, hit.
I see a Patton video. That's a Patton. That's a Patton.
Rub, rub, scratch.
Hey, you know something?
Rub, rub, scratch. Rub, rub, scratch.
Look at you. Look at you. Okay, are you ready to go to sleep now?
Yeah.
Good night.
Change into your pajamas.
What?
I want you to change into your pajamas because it's nighttime.
I will do that. I will do
you
that.
You get that? She wanted me to put on my PJs. Anyway, those moments are fantastic. And for all the bitching I do about the phone, I'm able to document this stuff. Got so many pictures, videos, or whatever. You don't want to overdo it with that stuff. You want to enjoy the moment. And too much time can be spent documenting the moment instead of enjoying the moment. So there's that. But otherwise, very, very beautiful. In Michigan, another American citizen was killed by an illegal migrant criminal who was deported by Donald Trump to a country. I don't have the specific country. I believe it's Central America. But got in under Joe Biden, snuck back into the country, killed a woman in Michigan. What else is going on? $1,400 cards. You know those $1,400 cards? They started to hand those out to the illegals here in New York, you know, for their expenses and stuff. For their expense, I've got expenses. They're just handing out money. Where's mine? Joe Borelli is a good guy, city councilman, Republican of Staten Island, cut 10.
We're just giving this migrant population more free stuff. At the expense of New York City taxpayers. I'm not going to be thankful that a program that was bloated and inefficient is somehow cheaper to just give away free money to people in the hopes that they feed themselves.
Absolutely right. It just moves. You know, one of the big problems is our media has gone to, we have no media anymore. They cover for Democrats and they try to ignore Republicans. All we have are the people. But people have day jobs, and there's no real effective check on Eric Adams and what seems to be corruption. Hey, can I say this about P. Diddy? I have no use for P. Diddy, all right? I've looked up his songs, other than the one from 1999 about Biggie Smalls, and even that was a total ripoff of The Police. All of his music stinks in my book. And he may or may not be a depraved individual. I do think it's creepy that he was hanging out with 15-year-old Justin Bieber, and there's this other stuff that raises questions. But Did they have to send the Department of Homeland Security SWAT team into his house there in Beverly Hills or wherever in California? Have you seen that footage? Their rifles are drawn, and they have a tank, a great big tan tank, like it's right out of Desert Storm. And these guys are wearing this stuff, this equipment. You can't tell what they are. Are they cops? Are they soldiers? Are they terrorists? Are they ninja men? It's way too much. Way too much. Now, I understand you have to have well-protected law enforcement, of course. But they should also be clearly marked. And a lot of these guys weren't clearly marked, which is odd. And the other thing is they clearly, the Department of Homeland Security, told the media what the hell they were doing. Because, well, they had the helicopter right overhead filming every step of the operation. Now, if this were really a sensitive operation, if they were really worried about armed resistance, I don't think they would have live coverage from the media. I think they would have, well, they could have done this early in the morning. They didn't do it early in the morning either. That's when they, you know, they looked it up once. 98% of all people are asleep at 4:55 in the morning. You, bam, bam, bam. You go in the middle of the night. You don't go in at lunchtime. They went in at lunchtime with their guns drawn, and you could watch. So if I'm in the house and I'm a bad guy, let's say I'm in Diddy's posse and, I'm not going down without a fight and I got all these weapons and guns and drugs and everything like that, I can just watch on TV and say, okay, they're coming in that way. I'm going to go upstairs and shoot them this way, or who knows? But that's live intelligence. That doesn't seem very tactically sound. I don't know. And then, you know, to go through all that, to arrest this house and not arrest him, to seize that compound and not move. Look, we've seen excess before, haven't we, from federal law enforcement? You better believe it. August 8th, 2022, the raid on Mar-a-Lago. A lot of strange things going on. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't like it. I have no use for him. If he did something bad, arrest him. But having a tank drive up on his front lawn and stormtroopers scale the house? Too much. Way too much. Natalie, hello.
Hi, Greg. I'm so glad to talk to you. I want to thank you for saying what you said about Eric Adams and being a nice guy. I have to tell you how livid that makes me when I listen and I hear people saying, as bad as, because he's not a nice guy. I've spoken to you before and I've told you, the first time I saw his face, I see shyster. Okay, he's not a nice guy. But these people are not nice people. Governor Hochul is not a nice woman. She is not fighting for the people of New York State. She's not fighting for the police officers, nor is Eric Adams. They are not nice people. And it's irrelevant. And when you see how he speaks, when I heard him earlier say something about the perspective of fear that the police officers should be taken care of, it made me so livid. Of all the things to hear this week, this cop approached an illegally parked vehicle. And what happened? Who was in there? People with guns. So clearly, the people that live in that area where this occurred, don't you think you'd be afraid? Now, there's something to be afraid of, and the cops cannot eradicate that perspective of fear. When you have a mayor and a governor who do not fire brads, who do not speak for their cops, and if I were the Diller family, and my son is a police officer, he is a transit cop, if I were them, neither Governor Hochul nor Eric Adams would step one foot near the wake or the funeral. They are horrible people who have this young father's blood on their hands. And I want to ask everybody, while you're praying for this family, please don't forget the partner of this officer. That partner, I know, as my son has a partner, they take extremely seriously when the other person gets hurt. And my son's partner had a minor injury once, and my son was beside himself. When I finally got him to tell me what was wrong, it was all about, did I not do enough to keep him from getting hurt? And it was a minor injury. So please pray for this partner. He watched his partner gun down. I'm sure he's wondering, what could I have done? And these people who were in the subway car last week that were screaming for the NYPD, my son schooled me. I said, you know, I was thinking about those people stuck in that car. I wonder how that must have been. He goes, don't feel sorry for them. This is what they wanted. And it's true. This is what they voted for. This is the city council people they did not vote out. And this is what they get.
Natalie, I believe in everything you say. Amen. Up until the last part. Up until the last part. All right. Very, 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 very few people voted in New York City. All right. There are 8 million people here. Something like less than 200,000 made Eric Adams the mayor. All right. There are people from all over the world here. You know, and even if somebody is stupid and they think they're voting a certain way to make a point, everybody deserves safety. All right. I'm not taking it out on the citizens yet. All right. Very few people voted, and that's the way the Democrat Party wants it. They have the primary day on the last day of school, ranked choice voting, which nobody in the world understands. It's a tool of power, and they can eliminate those they don't want and pick those they do want. So everything is beautiful, but I do feel sorry for people, anybody who's subjected to unnecessary violence. Okay, fair enough.
It's fair enough.
And now, Natalie, here, one thing that we can do is maybe, just maybe, they'll give the cops at that funeral could give, if they're going to let them in, you know what they could do? They could give them the Bill Bratton / Bill de Blasio treatment. Turn their backs on them. I got to ask you one thing. You said something about the fear. Adam said something about fear. What was that?
Well, I heard him speaking. I was waiting for your show to come on. I put on Curtis Lee was the last few minutes.
Nah, he's the best.
Yes, and he played a clip with Eric Adams talking about how the crime is not up. What the police have to do is decrease the perspective of fear that people have.
Oh, yeah. That whole nonsense about, no. First of all, the NYPD, they're playing games with the numbers. And they have been certainly under de Blasio. That started in earnest, big time. What else about that? You know, I've never seen anybody get shot in the United States. You know, they can point to murders. Murders are down, although they can play games with those numbers, too. People don't understand. But everything else is up. Assaults, shoplifting, you know, getting punched in the face, walking down the street. We all see it. Homeless everywhere. The city is tanking. And for these guys, the audacity they have. Like Daughtry the other day saying, like, well, most people were not hurt on the subway. Yeah, most people in New York were not hurt on 9/11. How offensive and stupid and tone deaf is that? Natalie, you are the best. I will be right back.
Greg Kelly, on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Hey, again, something good. This other case may just disintegrate. It's disintegrating before our eyes. The whole Judge Mershon, the Stormy Daniels, the check, Michael Cohen. You know, they have a trial date for April 15th. The judge tried to gag President Trump yesterday. Don't say anything about it. Totally illegal. Can't do that. And it looks to me like the whole case is probably going to come apart because they just found out Laura Loomer, pretty amazing kind of independent journalist out there. Very controversial, but I think a lot of that is fake news. Laura Loomer discovered that the daughter of the judge has on her Twitter page a picture of Donald Trump behind prison bars. Now, what difference does that make? It makes a lot of difference. All right. It's the appearance of a lack. It's the appearance of partiality. Right. It's the appearance of. No, you can't be biased, and that's a problem. All right, let's do this with Ray. Hello.
Hello, sir. Semper Fidelis, Colonel. Anyway, the reason why the press always gets it wrong, in my opinion, is because they're angry. And when you're angry, what you do is
you don't sound exactly happy-go-lucky yourself, Ray.
Well, I'm just trying to make a point. But
well, wait a second. What do you mean by the press? The press. It's a big, you know, the media. What component of the press?
The mainstream media. Let's put it this way. Uh-huh. The MSNBC, for example, they're always angry. Okay, when you're angry, what do? You gnash your lock your jaw. You gnash your teeth, and because of that, the air doesn't get in your ear tubes. Right? The air doesn't get in there, so you can't hear anything. That's why when Trump says something, they don't hear what they say. They're so angry. They hear what they want to hear.
Angry and blind and biased. I don't always see anger. You know, some of them are pretty fat, dumb, and happy, too. So, but anger. You think anger can definitely cloud your judgment. That's why they say revenge is a dish best served cold. What that means is you don't respond in the heat of the moment. You wait until everything is calm, cool, and collected, and then you can respond, you know, with maximum effectiveness. Not that we're about revenge or anything like that. You know, forgiveness is great. But excellent, Ray. Thank you. And Barbara, this is a very exciting day. What Donald Trump was doing, wow. Eager to hear your thoughts.
Oh, my gosh. You're announcing it was the first I heard of it. And I was just so excited and happy and yet not surprised, because this is consistent with his behavior through his whole first term of president. And ever since, he has faith people still working for him. But in his first term as president, he did more for religious freedom than any other president ever, by far. He strengthened our rights of conscience. He defended groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor so that they could follow their conscience. He went to our schools. He said, yes, children are allowed to pray and live their faith in school. He signed an executive order. He had a faith advisor in every department of the government so that if you had a religious organization running a soup kitchen, you could participate in that government program, which in the past, the government had been trying to shut faith groups out of that. And now he has said that when he's reelected, and I am so excited about this, that he's going to push very hard for universal school choice. So in other words, we're not captive to the public schools. If we choose a public school, that's fine. But we can choose a religious school, a private school, a charter school. Universal school choice. And also, he's going to work very hard to help families, because he says families are the most important resource of our nation. And families and homeschooling will be supported in his new administration.
He's all over it. He is so good on this issue, Barbara, as you know. And it was really interesting. Have you noticed the media? I mean, they are so furious every time. It's wild, though. No matter what the context, when Trump starts talking about faith and the Bible, they lose their mind. And something that actually gives me a weird sense of satisfaction, when Liz Cheney said publicly, well, if he supports the Bible so much, he should look up the part about adultery and how you're not supposed to do it. Like, oh, look at him. He's a sinner. He made mistakes. So you can't, like, it just shows how they don't understand the first thing about what Christianity is, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And they don't understand how strong Christians are. And they don't understand how the Bible strengthens each of us. And we learn the Ten Commandments, and we learn that God knows we are not perfect, but that every day we must strive to be more perfect. Is Donald Trump a saint? No, probably not. But someday he may be sitting in that celestial choir of saints next to our Lord, because he's trying so hard to help everyone, whether they're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, whatever, to be able to practice their faith free from persecution, free from prosecution, free from having the FBI show up at the home of Mark Houck, the man who was in a pro-life demonstration, and they showed up at his house, as you say, in the middle of the night with his 11 children, banging on the door, banging on the door, banging on the door. Mark came downstairs, because I heard his lawyer tell this last week. Mark came down the stairs saying, yelling, there are children here. Be careful. There are children here. When he opened the front door, they came rushing in, aiming their guns at him and at his wife and children standing at the top of the stair steps.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. It's amazing. These are amazing times. And the truth feels so good to be on the right side of history. Well, do me a favor, Barbara, to be continued. I may need your services tonight for a special video I'm putting together, all right? I'll be in touch. Thank you, Barbara. Sandra is standing by. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, Greg. You know, you were talking about Laura Lula today. You know, she just also said that RFK doesn't really want to be president. His goal is to get enough electoral votes to create a contingent election so that Congress will choose who the next president is. She also said Speaker McCarthy is working to undermine Mike Johnson, and then he really wants to get Rep. Jeffries to be the Speaker of the House. So how do you like that stuff?
Oh, boy, yeah, I've seen those rumors myself. It worries me. Gosh, you know, life is hard enough when you're above board and you're just trying to get more votes than the other guy on election day, and then you realize, oh, boy, maybe not everybody is what they claim to be, and nothing's on the up and up. It's gets even more complicated than weird, but we got to persevere and believe and get active. Many thanks.